here we go. Hoping we don't continue to have trouble, but if we do, we've got backup systems available. So we will go to our alternate modes if necessary. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Applause out to Mark today.
Well, I didn't do anything.
You said push.
I did.
What happened today, Mark?
How'd it go? Jackson Stewart was born at 9:16 a.m. this morning. As you know, Laura went into labor at 4:20. That's a
get out of here. 4:20.
Oh, God. P.M. yesterday. So gotcha. That's a long darn labor.
Wow.
And, yeah, I didn't sleep at all last night. I must say I am exhausted. But as a reward, I have a beautiful little boy.
Well, congratulations, Mark. I know it's been a long time in the making here.
Yeah.
The past few weeks have been kind of nail biters here.
Yeah. It's taken longer than we had hoped, and as a result, it was
a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was. This wasn't your textbook easy layup labor. We didn't go to the hospital. We went to a birthing center. I just don't like hospitals. They creep me out. They'll poke your kid with injections that you may or may not want them to have. They'll file paperwork that you may or may not want them to have. They just, in general, think, it seems, most hospitals think they know better about how to take care of your baby than you do. And I don't know that I really dig that. So we went through a birthing center, and, you know, if anybody wants to ask my experience on this birthing thing, I think having the child is wonderful. The birth? I'm not doing that. We're not doing that again.
How's your hand feeling?
My hand's fine.
She wasn't holding on for dear life.
Oh, she was squeezing as hard as she's. I was very surprised at how hard she could squeeze my hand.
Wow.
You know, my hand can handle it, but I was pretty darn surprised. But, yeah, my recommendation is if you want a child, go to Catholic services. They have lots of them there that need help. Because,
and that's what you're going to do if you decide to have a second one, right? You're going to go and adopt.
One of our concerns, and we hadn't looked at it, sort of, she got pregnant while we were looking at getting adoption.
Oh, really?
Right. And,
so it was an oops.
It was, we're going to have a baby kind of thing, and she's sort of went that way. It was the first month. I mean, she hadn't been off the pill an entire 30 days.
Oh, okay.
So it was a good oops.
No, you were intending to have it. Okay.
Right. We were intending to have a baby one way or the other, and we were exploring some options as far as adoption went. But you got to remember, I'm a convicted felon. I'm not just a convicted felon. I'm a convicted murderer.
Mm.
It can't be the easiest thing in the world for me to adopt a child. However, I can have as many as I want of my own, if that makes any sense.
So you actually haven't got much sleep, and I told you didn't have to come in tonight, but here you are pushing through for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's going to be noise in the house anyway, and
I heard about that.
I'll sleep a lot. Yes, little Jack has inherited his father's lungs.
Yeah, I'll be moving back in here, huh?
Fully developed lungs.
I doubt that last night will be the only night you don't get much sleep.
Well, this was I tried to sleep this afternoon, and he was pretty fussy, and he was going straight through the earplugs. I can assure you.
Wow.
But, you know, I can find other places to sleep in the house if that's what it comes down to.
How is Senor, the kitty cat, treating?
He seems only mildly interested. Like, he's looked at the baby a couple of times.
So he's not plotting to, you know, fall asleep on its head or anything like that?
I can't imagine that he really
They say
cares.
That about cats, but isn't that an old wives' tale? It's not true, right? That cats suffocate babies?
Right. I mean, Senor doesn't sleep on anyone.
Oh,
he doesn't
okay.
like you saw him. He never got on your lap, right? He's not a lap cat. He doesn't like being on you. He likes to lay next to you, but not on you. So I think the worst thing that you can imagine is that you'll have a 9-pound baby sleeping next to a 22-pound cat.
So begins the next phase of Mark's life, the new life of one Mark Edge, our co-host here on Free Talk Live. And so again, congratulations,
Thanks.
Mark. Didn't you also say that this was the very first Free Stater baby?
You know,
I
think there's an argument to be made there. I'm not 100% sure. It's difficult to know with Free Staters. they're hard to track. But as far as a baby conceived in New Hampshire by two Free State Project members,
first one.
I think that it would be
allegedly.
The first one.
With an unchallenged at this point.
Yeah, at this point. I mean, I believe that there was a baby born to Free State Project members in New Hampshire, but not conceived.
Gotcha.
Or something like that.
All right. There you go. There's the update. I'm sure many of our listeners were waiting eagerly to hear about that.
Yep.
You'll probably get a bunch of emails now. 1-800.
Well, 259. If you want to see pictures, you can go to BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. Under the general forum, I have posted a few pictures for people to look at.
There you go. All right. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. As always, stuff to talk about. I mentioned this story last night. We didn't get to it, so here you go. Back in January, Sergeant Joseph Chevalier, this from StopTheDrugWar.org, a member of the Lima, Ohio SWAT team, shot and killed Tarika Wilson, who is 26, or was, and shot and maimed her infant son, Sincere Wilson, as she held him in her arms as he and other SWAT team members executed a drug search warrant at the home Wilson shared with her boyfriend. Now, it was the boyfriend that was the object of the raid. But girlfriend and tiny little infant got in the way, so put a bullet in the girl, put a bullet in the infant, problem solved, right? Well, guess what happened to this particular copper, Sergeant Chevalier? What do you think?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, you get a little something. Police have presented no evidence that Wilson acted in a threatening manner as the SWAT team burst into her home. On Monday, prosecutors charged Chevalier with two misdemeanors.
Misdemeanors. Wow.
Negligent homicide in the death of Ms. Wilson and negligent assault in the wounding of her child. They could see him spend a maximum of 8 months in prison if convicted on... Oh, excuse me, he didn't kill the baby. He maimed the infant. Anyway,
he didn't get attempted murder for that. He just got...
Nope. Wow. Nope, not at all. In fact, he might be spending a maximum of a whole 8 months in prison if convicted on both counts. Now, he hasn't been convicted yet either, so keep that in mind. Wilson's relatives and activists, many of whom allege a pattern of discriminatory policing by the Lima cops, were outraged. The shooting itself touched off a heated city council meeting, several council meetings and protest marches. Many citizens and civil rights leaders, including national figures, called for the police and local elected officials to be held accountable. And those calls grew louder after Chevalier's charges were announced. Now, I can absolutely understand and agree with where the protesters are coming from here. They're outraged, and they have a right to be. Mm-hmm. This is a sick, disturbing story that, unfortunately, is all too common in America today. But I don't think that any amount of calling for accountability is going to do anything to change things. I mean, we've seen all of this before. We've seen people be murdered in cold blood by the cops, and, you know, the cops in question get a slap on the hand, usually at most, and nothing fundamental changes about anything. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, we've seen this story over and over again. When you started reading it, I thought that it was one I've already heard before.
I heard about it at Ruby Ridge already.
I know. It's such a common story, and we just see nothing happen from it. I mean, like you said, I'm glad to see people protesting, but... It seems we always protest and it dies down, and then a couple of weeks later another story pops up about it, but there's no real change.
I think part of the reason is because people don't believe they can actually beat City Hall. They, you know, that's kind of an old cliche, right? You can't defeat City Hall.
Can't fight City Hall.
Well,
right?
Yeah, maybe you can, but it's going to take a little bit of concerted effort. And what I mean, of course, is not paying property taxes. I think that would be the way to starve the beast, so to speak. If they're not changing their system, if it's not to your liking, then why do you continue funding it? Oh, well, you're scared, right? You're scared they're going to come and take your house from you. Well, that's a realistic
concern.
Seems
like a legitimate fear.
Yeah, well, in many places around America, that is something that has happened to tax protesters and people that just haven't paid property taxes. Maybe they weren't protesting. Maybe they just didn't pay for whatever reason. So it's a legitimate concern, but it will become a non-issue if you had enough people just refusing to pay. I mean, how many people are they really going to throw out of their homes? Think about that. 800-259-9231, a little more about this story and your calls as well, plus an update on the situation from Boston where the cops are going door-to-door looking for guns. We'll tell you what's going on there. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. You mentioned it moments ago, Mark. You've posted pictures of Jackson. Or Jack, is it Jackson?
Jack. Jack will be fine.
Okay. You've posted pictures of little Jack, your new son, less than 24 hours old at this point. You can see those up at the BBS. You can also get interactive with our listeners and talk about all kinds of different topics, serious to fun. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. All right. So continuing here with a story from stopthedrugwar.org, just yet another drug war tragedy. Tragic story, a 26-year-old mother shot and killed. Her infant son also shot. Now, he luckily didn't die, believe it or not. but he was shot and maimed by the police during a drug raid. Now, it wasn't a mistaken raid. They did have the right house in this particular case, but they didn't have any reason to shoot this woman. She wasn't, according to the police's own evidence, she was not acting in any sort of a threatening manner.
Right. And while he gets to get off with just being maimed, well, his mom's locked up, then dad...
No, mom's dead.
Mom's dead, dad's locked up, so he gets to grow up parentless.
Yes, well, as a ward of the state.
Oh, beautiful, and he'll have a wonderful life.
He won't go to prison.
So, this does not... I mean, this happens all the time, these stories. They don't always involve an infant, but the drug war brings about such unnecessary tragedy. Far more tragedy than would ever be brought with just drugs being out there by themselves. If drugs were just out there and we didn't have a war on them, if they were just part of the legal marketplace, sure, there would be sad, tragic situations with, you know, parents doing too many drugs and not being able to pay the bills on time or whatever the various different stories would
be. I'm sure there's that with alcohol now.
There absolutely is. But we wouldn't have to add to that all of the senseless killing and harm that is done by the police in the name of the drug war on top of all the drug tragedies. Because the drug war hasn't stopped drug tragedies from happening. That they continue to happen. In fact, one could argue they happen more often because of the illegal nature of the narcotics. Since they're black market, that makes it more dangerous to do them, and so therefore impurities and other things like that can come about. And that could cause many of the overdoses and problems that we see with people actually taking the drugs. But if the cops would stop this war on drugs, if they just stop and, you know, start investigating real crimes like murder and rape, then we'd immediately have a lower body count in this country. There'd be less innocent deaths and less cops would die, too.
Yes, but there would be less jobs. I was just talking with a member of law enforcement against prohibition.
Really?
Police who believe that we should end this senseless drug war. And he said that ending the drug war would be much like trying to put toothpaste back into the tube. A very difficult task because you pretty much got an entire industry.
You really do.
That is being funded by this drug war. And stopping it would mean a loss of billions and billion dollars worth of jobs.
But that's only if you look at it from the government's perspective.
Oh, yes, of course.
So we're going to get rid of the drug war and get rid of the DEA. Yeah, we're going to get all the... Those guys are going to have to find new jobs.
The jobs that allow them to get their adrenaline rushes as well, because don't think that these guys aren't getting some kind of a kick off busting down people's doors, guns a-blazing.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what job could possibly replace. I mean, as far as adrenaline rushes go, I don't know where to go to get those. Maybe they could go in, like,
skydiving.
Extreme sports. Yeah, there you go.
Race car driver or something.
Yeah, but my point here is that their jobs would not be lost in that they wouldn't... It's not like they wouldn't be able to get a job somewhere else. They would just have to get a job doing something more productive with their time instead of ruining people's lives. That's all. That's all I'm suggesting.
Be a productive member of society instead of stealing from... Pretty much stealing from other people, because...
Yeah.
This drug bust, they don't only kill the person, arrest the person, but they also get to take all the money and all the drugs. Sometimes they destroy the drugs, but oftentimes the drugs are just turned around and sold again on the streets.
The story here is, again, from Drug War Chronicle, the NAACP president in Lima, Ohio, where this tragedy took place, says, anytime a man shoots through a baby and kills an unarmed woman and is charged with two misdemeanors, I think it would be an understatement to say that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
He also said the charges should have been more serious and added the NAACP will ask the FBI and Justice Department to investigate whether the case had been handled fairly. He said the brother of Tarika Wilson, the dead woman, said, no one's above the law, even if he serves it. Don't separate the police from the people. We're all equal in society. Treat the police like you would treat the common man. I can't say I agree with that.
Yeah, hold them to higher standards.
Yeah,
at least hold them to the standard of everyone else, at the very least. Now, I would agree that police, and I think most police would say, that they should abide by a higher standard. Because they are law enforcement officers, they should abide by a higher standard.
Set the example.
One can make the argument that they're people, too, and so therefore they should be held to the account, same account that people are. Either way, I'll take that, because the crap we've got going now is nothing like that. They have an entirely different standard by which they're judged. And this is the evidence.
The reason I say that I wouldn't treat them as I would the common man is because the common man isn't a threat to me. The common man isn't someone who can take away my liberty at the point of a gun and throw me into a cell. for something that I may or may not have actually done. The common man isn't going to come to my door and destroy my life, kick in my the door to my apartment or my house and start shooting. The common man doesn't do that. The common man is a calm individual who goes about his life only interacting with others on a voluntary basis. That's what the common man is. The police, on the other hand, are dangerous people. And I, for one, am quite frightened of them, and I don't want to have anything to do with them, or as little as possible to do with them. So if the common man comes to my door, I'll happily talk to that common man, whatever he's calling. Maybe he's coming to, you know, share with me the word of the Jehovah's Witness, or whatever it is that he's coming. I'd rather talk to five Jehovah's Witnesses than any cops at my door. I will not open my door for the police. Will not talk to the police. Not interested.
Yeah, I had the cops accidentally come to my house instead of the one next to
really?
A couple of weeks ago, and... And nothing happened. They knocked. I said, no, you have the wrong address. Luckily, nothing bad happened, but I was trembling for a good, like, half hour after they left. Like,
you didn't open the door, though?
I did what they said to do and busted. I opened the door a crack, stepped outside, shut the door behind me, and talked to them outside on my porch, like, obviously not wanting them to let in or anything. But it's nerve-wracking just when they come to your door and then leave and nothing's bad happens. I can't imagine if they came to my house and wanted to bust down my door. That's life-altering.
It's got to be terrifying. But just a quick pointer here, Toby. You have no obligation to actually open the door or speak to the police. Now, Busted is a great video, and we've got it on a link to it on our BBS. So you're welcome to watch it, and it's got some excellent information in it. But according to Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, former law enforcement officer himself, he says he doesn't answer the door for police.
Really?
There's no reason to do so.
Well, I think in this particular instance, if he hadn't, you know, it was a mistake, right? They just came, oh, wrong address, all right, see you later. And it's the wrong address, and they didn't have a battering ram.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
Right.
And whereas if he would have said, who is this? Police, I don't talk to you. Goodbye. You know, or whatever. I'm not opening the door for you. Then he could have raised their suspicions to some extent, and they, you know, bother him.
Well, they can't bother you if you're not opening the door for them. If they don't have
at
a
that
warrant,
moment.
They bothered this woman. They bust down her door and shot her.
Well, they had a warrant, and so they were going to bust down the door whether they opened it or not. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what can outraged citizens do to fight back against police injustice? It's Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-224-8184. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-224-8184. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-224-8184.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials there and you can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, so we're talking about the cops out of control. As always, there's never any shortage of stories to go around here. But in this particular case, it's extra heartbreaking because a 26-year-old mother was shot and killed. And apparently the bullet passed through her infant prior to actually attaching itself inside Tarika Wilson. So her infant managed to survive the gunshot wound while Tarika did perish, unfortunately. Mm. And the people in Lima, Ohio are pretty upset. The activists, many of the, I guess, the people in the area, very upset. There have been protests. They've been demanding that the local elected officials and the police be held accountable. Oh, what do they expect to happen? I mean, the cop in the case, by the way, has been charged with two misdemeanors. He's looking at a maximum of 8 months. 8 months for killing a woman in cold blood. She was not posing any sort of a threat. According to the police's own paperwork, she didn't have a weapon or anything like that. She was holding her baby at the time she was shot.
Now, what I'm wondering about this, those drug warriors out there, do they justify this by saying, well, there was their fault. She was living in a house with drugs.
That's right. She was
bringing
the law.
She was bringing her baby up with drugs around. He was going to be a worthless good for nothing, anyways.
That's how they. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's how they tell themselves. That's what they tell themselves.
And a life is gone, and another life is ruined. A couple lives are ruined, and I'm sure family members too. This isn't only touching the couple lives here, the baby and the mother.
Sure.
This is everybody. This is huge for
everyone,
people.
Everyone who ever cared about either of those two people.
And the guy could get a maximum of 8 months.
It further alienates a segment of society. I believe this was a black woman and a black child, is that correct?
Tarika, presumably.
Yeah. And the NAACP is involved.
Okay, yes.
Tell me people aren't alienated. Mm. Tell me they aren't. Tell me that you can't understand what it's like to be black and poor in America.
Well, this is why, by the way, Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted says to not answer the door for the police. You can talk to them through the door if you feel like you really have to talk to them, but there's no reason to open the door to give them the opportunity to sniff something out, maybe smell a little marijuana or see somebody, you know, an underage kid with an alcohol, you know, bottle of beer in his hand. The people in the black neighborhoods of America have learned this lesson well. They understand that the police are not their friends, that they are their enemies, and that they're dangerous, and you just don't want to answer the door for them. There's no reason to talk to them. In this case, there wouldn't have been anything that Tarika could have done because it was a raid, so they kicked in the door. There was no chance to answer it in the first place. But, you know, the question becomes, what can people do who are concerned about this situation? Well, besides running for office and, you know, trying to elect people in this sort of long, lifelong process of politics, I think people really need to consider not paying property taxes, because there's all kinds of things that the city government does here that I don't agree with. Number one, now, thank goodness, I don't think we have very many drug raids here in Keene, at least not too many that I've heard about. But the number one thing that's most objectionable to me has to be government schooling. I, for one, am not interested in paying my hard-earned money to indoctrinate young people in America with this socialistic, government-worshipping mentality. And
it's the highest portion of the budget, and I find it distasteful myself.
Yeah, over 50%, probably about 60% of the property taxes that I pay goes to the government school system here. And I just find it morally objectionable. I have no interest in funding it. But I'm also frightened, as you are, Mark, as you are frightened to not pay federal taxes. I've taken that step. But I'm frightened to not pay the local taxes because I'm concerned they're going to send a goon squad over here to throw me out of my house.
And if it's just you alone, they probably will. It'll take them a few years. But
it will take them some time. And I have been told that no one remembers the last time the city of Keene actually took someone's house for non-payment of property taxes. But it can happen. It's possible. It's not like it's outlawed or anything like that. They have these things called tax sales where if you don't pay property taxes, or I guess if you only pay a percentage, I thought maybe there was a chance if I paid like a percentage, it could be shown that I am still paying something.
I don't think so. I think that what's going to happen there is whatever you pay is going to go against the last bill, the first bill that you had that went unpaid, mm-hmm. and therefore, you know, really only pay for the fees that are piling up on that bill.
Yeah. So I'm concerned about that, and that's why I would like to find some others to join with me on this. I believe that if only a handful of people were to actually do this and to say, even whether it be here in Keene or there in Lima or wherever it is that you are, to say, hey, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of the police abuse. We've had enough of this government government indoctrination camps. Look, I don't mind paying for roads. I don't mind paying for fire protection. That's all fine with me. So, you know, why don't you give me a little itemized bill, and I'll pay certain portions of it that I actually want the services of.
Most of them are itemized.
Yeah, we don't get that here in Keene.
No?
No, it's not itemized. So, but you know, having people actually refuse to pay and be vocal about it, publish something in the newspaper or get on the radio and the television to talk about the fact that you're not paying and why you're not paying, and invite others to not pay with you. Once it gets to a certain point, they won't be able to take everyone's house.
Very true, but I don't think that would work in this situation because we're talking about a poor community where probably the people who would be not wanting to pay their property taxes
probably
aren't renting.
Own.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have any say in it. I think that if it did happen, that would be pretty ballsy to take that step and do that. I mean, I don't think...
It needs to happen somewhere. It'll happen here. We'll find out.
I think I'd need a big group of people to go on that with me.
How
if
big?
I was going to do that. I don't know.
I'd do it with five.
Five people?
I would do it with five. Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. You can
take
control.
Is that five different properties, or what about a couple? Does that count as two?
It's a good question. Five properties, I think, would make me feel better. But you know what? I might be able to be talked into less. If people were really serious about that and being public about it, I might go with three. Anyway, let's go to Indy, calling from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Indy.
Hi, my name is Indy. I'm a former soldier in the war on drugs, and I apologize for everything I did during that period.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do?
I worked for military special forces, and I can't tell too much more. I've talked to you guys about this before, but the military is absolutely engaged in the war on drugs, probably for budgetary reasons. But
who were you going after in the military? Were you going after other military members or what?
Negative. The U.S. military is actively engaged in the war on drugs, and that's well-published in a lot of...
Wait, foreign countries.
Oh, like Colombia?
You can't give locations.
Maybe.
Well,
we know there's
stuff going down in Colombia. I mean, whether or not you were involved in Colombia, that's the kind of stuff you're talking about, the eradication projects and that sort of thing?
And in retrospect, it was wrong. It's not the correct approach to the problem, and it results in the death of a woman whose child's going to grow up without parents. It's just it's terrible. I've switched sides.
I think that's all we can ask from the drug warriors, is that they take a look at the evidence, and then when they see the truth, I don't think you can hold it against them. Any one of us at 18. Many people at 18 it sounds like a fun thing to do, to go work for the government. Who knew that it was, morally objectionable?
What, Indy, what did it take for you to figure it out? How long was it? Was there one particular event that really clicked for you?
No, I approached the end of my enlistment and became enlightened afterward. I thought I was doing the right thing at the time, but obviously, I wasn't, especially with incidents that you've reported on today. It was a pattern of events like that where I switched sides, and there's obviously a better way to deal with the drug quote-unquote problem and deal with it like a consumer good like anything else, like alcohol and tobacco.
Have you heard about law enforcement against prohibition?
Of course I have. Of course I have.
Is that something that helped to persuade you into changing your mind, or did you see the light
before that? No, I found out about that afterward. I mean, I'm pretty easily educated on subjects, and obviously, this is not the right way to handle, again, the quote-unquote problem that we supposedly have.
I want to come back with a little more of you, Indy. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Former drug warrior on the line with us right now. And we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind as well. 800-259-9231. It's always interesting to hear the stories of the turnaround and how these people's hearts and minds were changed. And they have rejected this insane war on drugs and embraced freedom of choice. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You enjoy the show, want to help us out, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Indy in Connecticut. Indy, formerly of the U.S. military, involved in some drug operations, kind of hush-hush, top secret. You can't exactly tell us what you did, but you did do it, and you regret it, and you're repenting at this point and trying to make good. What are some of the ways that you are trying to, undo the damage you've done, if possible?
Well, I'm now a secret agent against the drug war. I'm the guy with no probable cause who drives his truck around, and I invite police officers to invite an illegal search on me. I have nothing in my truck, I have no probable cause, but nobody searches my vehicle without consent. And if ever it happens, I'll bait them in, so to speak, so as to help the regular guys out there who may have probable cause, and we can catch them off guard, so to speak, legally.
So let me see if I understood that correctly. You drive around looking to get pulled over by the cops?
In a manner of speaking, well, we all speed. We all do this and that. Right turn on a red when you maybe shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, if they think they want to search my vehicle, I'll stand up. I'm a big guy. I say, no way. And almost inviting them in and see if they're going to cross that line. And when and if they do, which they have not yet, I'll put my foot down. I have the funds behind me to protect myself. And I'll set an example to the police department, whatever respective department it is, that, no, you can't do that.
So how does this encounter usually go? They say, can you step out of your vehicle? We want to search your car. Say, no, I don't consent to a search. What's their reaction to that?
Oh, you're a little off base. That was Toby, right?
Yes.
Just be a little bit uncooperative. Give them the bare minimum. I think Warren Canario is pretty good at that. Bare
mm-hmm.
minimum. Bare minimum required by law. Be slightly uncooperative. Don't look them right in the eyes and just give them what they want, which invites intrusion into my Fourth Amendment rights.
So when you say give them what they want, the bare minimum, that's registration and license? No, he said you give them what they want, but you're acting a little suspicious, right?
Absolutely. And see if they take the bait. Nobody has pushed the issue just yet. I have been asked for my vehicle to be searched. No. And they threatened to get the drug dog out. That's fine. Bring it on.
Did they? Did any of them actually bring the drug dog?
One did in your fair state of New Hampshire, actually.
Oh, my.
And I'm usually the colored shirt and sports coat, but that's fine. Guys like us need to be out on the streets and let them know, no trampling on my rights.
Wow, good for you. Now, what were you up here in our lovely New Hampshire for? What brought you up this way?
I thank you for bringing that up. I was in Keene the other day. You guys still had like 2 feet of snow on the side of the roads, which
it's gone now. It's just about gone.
It was last week, but hopefully you can appreciate what our settlers went through. I travel all over New England. I'm in the insurance investigative business, and that's what we do.
Oh, you're actually investigating something important now. That's very good. So, so any chance you're going to be joining the Free State Project, actually moving up here permanently?
I'm only 2 hours away, guys, but convincing the wife is a different story. But I'll probably become a friend in the near future.
Very good. You can do that at freestateproject.org. Thanks for your call tonight, Indy. Appreciate the story, and thank you for seeing the light and coming on to the side of good. 800-259-9231, because the people that are enforcing this war on drugs, they may be nice folks in their personal lives, but what they're doing to people in the name of the law is sick, and it needs to stop. And it's people like Indy and people like Barry Cooper and the other people, Bradley Jardis and Jack Cole and the rest of the people over in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's those folks that are really going to help it stop sooner rather than later. The fact that we have thousands now, thousands of former law enforcers, actually it may not be thousands of them, but a lot of them.
I think
it's
thousands, I believe.
I know there's thousands of members of LEAP, but
how many
they're not all Leos.
Right.
They're not all Leos. Anyway, there are some very credible former law enforcement officers and even a handful of current law enforcement officers that have joined this wonderful organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and they're going out there and they're reaching out to the existing cops in America, and they're talking to them. And what's interesting is they find out that a significant amount of American police don't want to have to do this war on drugs thing. That they get it, that they don't want to be involved in it, but it's just that, you know, they've got a job to do, right? And they're just doing, you know, their jobs, enforcing
the
law.
Got a mortgage to pay.
And so they're kind of stuck in an awful situation that in many cases puts them in a position where they have to do something they don't want to do because they have a mortgage to pay, because they've got mouths to feed, and you know, they may be living paycheck to paycheck and they just don't feel like they can take that leap and quit their job, or maybe they love policing but they just hate the drug war portion of it. There are a lot of cops out there that would like to end the war on drugs. The problem, though, is that they have to be real hush-hush about it, because if you start talking about those things, if you take a position on the war on drugs that's not in favor of it, and you're a cop, you'll be punished. There are administrative things, retribution, that they can take on you, your career. They can lock you down from ever getting promoted out of the night shift, for instance.
Yeah, and if you're just a beginning cop out there, you're not making much money.
No.
And so
they probably can't fire you over it.
They can keep you at that beginning pay for a very long time.
Yeah, the whole time.
So that's one of the reasons why there's only like two cops in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition that are actual on-the-job law enforcement officers. And I think all two of them are here in New Hampshire. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on the continuing developing situation with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and the drug war as we continue with your calls about anything. It's Doug in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Doug.
So how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I have a few things on my mind. First off, Ice-T had a song with his band about the police. Second off, what's going on with these chemtrails that they're spraying over us every single day? We have the wildest weather ever. We have ice storms, tornadoes, and I'm in northwest Arkansas. You're having tornadoes when you should be having Santa Claus. You're also having floods that, you know, floods that haven't been seen, and
so let me see if I got this straight. You're telling me that chemicals being sprayed from the sky are creating floods? How exactly is that chemicals can make more water?
I don't believe the whole thing, sir. Is I don't know what they're spraying out of the back of these planes, but I see it, I feel it. Sometimes you can smell it, and as far as I can see, on any network alternative, I mean, you're not going to get the Fox network. You're not going to get what we're talking about. But I can't get anybody to talk about what's going on.
No.
I actually find myself and my family's moods being affected by what's going on in the sky.
Yeah, I find that kind of hard to believe. I mean, do you think they're just doing it in Arkansas? Because I used to live in Florida, and here in New Hampshire, I can't say I feel any different necessarily than I've ever felt. Do you think they're just spraying you down there?
Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, no? I was on the other, quote-unquote, network today, and the man was in, I believe, Arizona. He pulled down his blinds, looked out, and he said he saw him. There's, and come on now, you know there's something going on in the sky.
Now,
anybody that walks outside that has a brain and two eyes.
It's called planes and contrails, sir.
Oh,
that's what's going on in the sky.
Contrails will go away in, what do you say, an hour? Let's go.
You have to understand there are different there are different situations that can happen in the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Different circumstances.
Do a little bit of research. You'll find it on. Here's my main question for you. The people who are, they're spraying all these chemicals and it's affecting everybody's moods too. Whoever's spraying them, where are they living? Are they being affected? Are their moods being affected as
maybe
well?
They're living in New Hampshire.
Well, we got them here too. I mean,
I believe that.
So they're getting out there.
I look outside and I see chemtrails every single day, and I'm a 30 year old, and my entire life up till now I haven't seen those. I don't believe they're contrails. Contrails
since I can ever remember. Since I was a little kid, they've been up in the sky, and yes, you're right, depending on the weather, they do stay longer. Sometimes they dissipate faster.
I'm at a loss here.
Doug,
thank you for the call tonight. I'm just at a loss as to how to handle these people.
Well, it's very difficult. They're so convinced.
I'm not 100% sure that the government isn't trying to control the weather with, by spraying stuff out of the back of a plane.
Well, no, now some say it's the weather. Some say they're trying to control your mind.
Well, he thought both. He thought that they were controlling the weather and his whole family. Their moods are changing because of it. So maybe they're doing both at the same time. How the people who are spraying them are getting away with not being affected, it's a mystery to me.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I think the whole chemtrail thing is just a colossal waste of time and a distraction and nothing more than that.
I would agree with that.
Either way, if they're real or not, there's not a damn thing you can do about it, except for maybe not pay the federal government or on the way.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's progressive.